Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, even when your couch looks a whole lot more appealing. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, we've all been there, right? That sinking feeling where motivation takes a vacation and, I just want to nap, becomes your life motto. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving headfirst into how to stay motivated when that quitting voice starts whispering sweet nothings in your ear. Now, staying motivated isn't about magically becoming this superhuman who conquers every mountain with a smile on their face. It's about understanding those sneaky feelings, learning some tricks to keep your momentum going, and remembering why you started in the first place. Think of it like training a puppy. There will be moments where they just want to chew your slippers, but with patience and consistency, you can teach them amazing things. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you slay those quitting demons and crush your goals. First off, acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel burnt out, frustrated, even downright defeated sometimes. Trying to ignore those feelings is like putting a band-aid on a broken bone. It might look good on the surface, but deep down, things are still messed up. Give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling, process it, and then get back in the game. Remember, acknowledging doesn't mean accepting. It means understanding where you're at so you can move forward. Next, break down big goals. Ever tried eating an entire watermelon in one go? Not exactly a recipe for success, right? The same goes for goals, those giant, daunting things that seem impossible to tackle. Break them down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Celebrate each mini victory along the way, because trust me, those little wins add up to something huge. It's like leveling up in your favorite video game. Each step brings you closer to that final boss. Now, find your why. This is super important, folks. Why are you doing what you're doing? What drives you, motivates you, makes you jump out of bed in the morning, even if it's just to grab another cup of coffee? Connecting with your why can be a powerful fuel source when those motivation dips hit. It reminds you of the bigger picture, the impact you want to make, and why this journey is worth it. Let's get real for a second. You won't be perfect. There will be days where you just don't feel like it. Days where you hit snooze one too many times, or skip that workout, or procrastinate on that important project. That's okay. It happens to all of us. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress isn't linear. Sometimes it's a bumpy roller coaster ride with its fair share of loops and drops. Lastly, celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves a high five, or at least a mental pat on the back. Celebrating your wins keeps you motivated, reminds you how far you've come, and fuels that fire for more success. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep playing a game if there were no rewards, right? So treat yourself to those little victories. They make all the difference. Let me tell you a story. Imagine Sarah, a budding writer who dreams of publishing her novel. She pours her heart and soul into writing every day, but sometimes, she gets bogged down by self-doubt. She questions her abilities, compares herself to other writers, and feels like giving up. But then she remembers her why, the joy of creating stories, connecting with readers, and leaving a mark on the world. She starts breaking down her writing goals into manageable chunks, celebrates each completed chapter, and acknowledges those days when motivation dips without letting them derail her entire journey. Sarah's story is a reminder that staying motivated isn't about magic. It's about understanding yourself, setting realistic goals, celebrating your wins, and never losing sight of your why. It's about showing up even on the tough days, learning from setbacks, and reminding yourself that progress, not perfection, is the ultimate goal. So, my friends, remember these 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, break down big goals, find your why, embrace imperfection, and celebrate your wins. Now go out there, conquer those mountains, and don't forget to share your victories with me. I can't wait to hear about all the amazing things you achieve. Until tomorrow, keep moving forward, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.